The race for president loomed a little larger this week. Joe Biden and Donald Trump facing off over masks, Biden wearing one, Trump seeming to mock him for it. The Republican Party in a showdown with North Carolina over holding the GOP convention in August. The state's governor has concerns about convening thousands in a pandemic. Then there are the concerns about the election itself. The president opposes expanding access to mail-in voting, and there are deep fakes floating around online, you know, those doctored videos and images sowing misinformation. NPR election security editor Phil Ewing has been watching it all as part of an NPR series about threats to elections. Phil, hi.
Hi, Robin.
Let's just start by quickly addressing the mail-in ballot issue. President Trump tweeting yesterday that mail-in ballots in November would be substantially fraudulent, and that led Twitter to, for the very first time, fact-check the president, directing readers to true information about the lack of voter fraud. So just to underscore what Twitter did, are there real security concerns with mail-in ballots?
There's real security concerns with any number of the ways that Americans vote. The question is, does voter fraud happen? Yes, it does. But most of the time in most places, elections proceed normally. And what a lot of states are looking to do this year is increase access through absentee or mail ballots. That has brought us to this political problem for the president, at least, because he's convinced that mail-in ballots are not reliable, that Democrats, in his view, are trying to throw the election. But again, as you said, the evidence strongly suggests that most times in most places, mail ballots are just as reliable as in-person voting.
Well, we should also say that the president has said in the past that mail-in ballots mean that Democrats would get more votes. I mean, he's clearly said that. But talk about these concerns about actual virus transmission while voting. People who voted in person in that primary race in Wisconsin, there are reports that some did get COVID-19 from that outing. So, I mean, looking ahead, this could shape elections for a while, maybe.
That's right, in more ways than one, too. So you talked about the Wisconsin example, but also there's more to voting than just casting ballots on Election Day. Registering voters is a huge issue, too. And our colleague Pam Fessler has done some excellent stories about how the old ways in which people would register voters just on a street corner, you can't really do that anymore. But issue groups are now having to rewrite their own playbooks to get voters on the rolls in the first place to get to the point this November where the election itself can take place.
And what about deep fakes? We heard a lot about them in 2016. You say they're less of a threat now. Why?
Well, that's right. This is one of the areas that might actually bring us some good news in terms of security this coming year. These are those deceptive videos in which you can make it appear that a politician did something that he or she didn't really do. But according to new researchers that we're hearing from and technical specialists, the threat might not have been as great, among other reasons, because people are prepared for that type of fakery now. Also, the systems for detecting artificial speech or manipulated video are actually very good and getting better, in part because of these concerns. So of all the things elections officials had to worry about this year, that might not be on the top of the list anymore.
Hmm. But just briefly, is there other disinformation and interference that is?
Very much so. And in fact, our colleague Miles Parks has a big story today as part of his series this week about how more Americans are using more social media, more time than ever before. And actually, the more people you get on there, the more they become susceptible to agitation, disinformation. This is going to be a dynamic that we live with in terms of democracy and elections, certainly for the rest of this year and probably for a very long time to come.
NPR election security editor Phil Ewing. Phil, thanks as always.
Thank you.